Good morning, everyone. It is so great to be back with you guys. You are just an amazing church. I just want to say that at the very beginning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Ruth Radley, and I'm a mission partner with Church Mission Society that took me to South Sudan for nearly 8 years. And I came back from there a bit I came back 2 years ago. I thought for a short break, but then it just became clear that actually my health wasn't good enough for me to go back and really survive and thrive. So I found myself back in the UK thinking, oh, what now? And you've really stood with me, walked with me, supported me through that time. And I really thank you for that. So not only are you the only Link Church who sent me chocolate brownies all the way in the post to South Sudan, your continued support and encouragement now is just fantastic. So before I do anything else, and I always forget this part, it's the most important part, I just want to thank you for being you, for your walk, for your encouragement, for your support in so many different ways. So I kind of found myself thinking, right, what does an out-of-date children's work back in the UK do? And I kind of found my way to Birmingham Children's Hospital. My background is that I was a sick children's nurse, so I nursed children who had cancer. And in that time, there was no spiritual care whatsoever. And we talk about holistic care, but we weren't doing it. And that's what made me look into it. Happily, things are really changing. And a lot of it is changing from Birmingham. We receive seriously sick children from all over, not just England, Northern Ireland, sometimes Scotland. And our intensive care unit is the biggest in Europe at 31 beds. So it's very busy. We get many, many really, really sick children and families that we're privileged to walk with. But children, I want to ask, how many of you have ever been sick? How many of you been, yeah, adults as well. You know, it's not just a children thing. How many, or have any of you been sick enough to have to stay in hospital? Has anybody had to stay in hospital? Oh, two hands over here, hand over there. How did you feel when you were in hospital? Scared. Oh dear, Kate was scared. Who else might tell me how they felt when they were in hospital? Cool. What made you feel cool about being in hospital? Hold on. I can't hear you. I can't hear very well these days. Shout a bit louder. They had a playroom with an Xbox in. Brilliant. Always good to know. How did you feel? Oh, you were a baby and you don't really know. It's a shame we don't remember things when we were babies. Go on, last hand. Worried. Yeah, although there can be good and happy times, believe it or not, in hospital, very often we do feel really worried. We do feel really scared. Children can feel that as well as their parents and their families. And sometimes it can be hard to feel your spirits being lifted. But if we're really caring for the whole person, then it's really important that we care for the spiritual side. And that isn't just faith. We all have a spiritual side. Sometimes we have a different faith. And so our chaplains will work with anybody of any faith at all. And we're also a multi-faith team. So 24 hours, 7 days a week, you can always get hold of a Christian or an Islamic chaplain. And we have other faiths represented on the team as well. And I love it. I love working in a multi-faith team. I think especially in England at the moment, it's a very strong witness just to be able to say, hey, we might believe things a bit differently, but by it, we work together and we support each other. And it's a great thing. So I'm going to show you some of the activities that we do. We do many different things in our roles. We do baptisms as well, a bit different to this morning. Often it's for a child who is very poorly. We support staff, parents, but the children, the patients are our first priority to help children be able to share how they're feeling. So Nick, if we just look at, actually there's a random thing, they're not just activities. We'll look at the next picture. Yes. So St. John Ambulance had, I think it was about 5 new ambulances, and they wanted us to bless them. So we all went out. I was involved, so there were a lot of bubbles. And we had a great time just blessing the ambulances and praying for those who were involved in caring for children. And these are children who are very seriously sick. They might be transferred between hospitals. So that was something very different that we did. Nick? And do you recognize these characters? Who are they? Spider-Man and Captain America, they came to see us in the hospital. They did. Strangely enough, they had to use the lift. I think Spidey's powers weren't working very well that day. And Spidey didn't realise that till he got in the lift and realised there were children there and was like, this isn't right. But anyway, so, you know, sometimes we have special visitors, and these two came to see a little boy who had some very big life-changing changes in his body because of an illness that he'd had. But Spidey and Captain America were able to remind him that he had a superpower, and his superpower was courage. So, we have some very exciting visitors. What else do we have, Nick? Just a repetition of our multi-faith care. This was at Eid. So Khadija there, I would say, is one of my closest friends in Birmingham, which is great. And this was at Eid, so I helped her to celebrate Eid. She will come and help us celebrate Christmas and things. So good, just working together. And the next one we see. This is probably the favourite thing that happens over the last year. I arrive and we start hatching chicks in the chapel. Not a normal thing for hospitals to do, but we're planning to do it again at Easter. And it's that hope of new life. It's the tenderness of the small chicks. And the children came and looked at them. Staff came in. And actually, they really lifted spirits and just helped everyone in a way we never expected. We had lots of different activities in the chapel, so we can come and have fun in the chapel. And we will be doing it again in Easter on a bigger scale, apparently. We'll see what happens there. And then, is there another one, Nick? Yes. This was at Christmas, Selfie in the Stable. So we had lots of fun with Selfie in the Stable. Not quite sure how I ended up being Joseph there. But anyway. And so lots of families, staff, friends, just a chance to have fun with each other in a situation that's very hard. But we do lots of spiritual care activities. And this is one that I've devised. Who likes my bottle here? Who likes glitter? Does anyone like glitter? You like glitter. Do you like this? It's cool, isn't it? So this is just one of the activities that we've used to help children talk about their emotions in hospital. So we can choose different coloured glitters. There's a pink one at the back. And you can see there's an explanation at the back as to how we use it. But we'll do lots of things like this with the children on the wards to give them an opportunity to be able to share what they want to share as we walk with families. And before I will tie this into how we see it with Jesus, but we're actually going to do a spiritual care activity together now. Because, you know, even ourselves, even when we're not sick, it's good to look after each other spiritually. Kids to parents, parents to kids, friends to friends. So, Sarah J, where are you? Can you come and help me? Kids, can you help me by giving out some pens and things? Yes, you come over here. You can give out some of those to all the boys. Yes, you can give out some of those to all the girls. Does anyone else want to help with a bit of a... Yes, you can give out some more of those to boys. You can give out some of those as well. Hello. Might need some help with the little ones who are giving out. You give those to some girls. Brilliant. And Sarah Jane, they're all good. Oh, can you grab some pens and give people some pens? Can you do the same? Grab some colours and things. Okay. Now, I've given you pieces of paper. Oh, I've just realised that I've broken this one's arm off in transit. That's not what we do as chaplains. I'll just put that one away. We give the children empty lolly sticks that look like people, and they can decorate one side happy, one side sad. So we haven't got lots of time to decorate now, but you can do, as the service continues. But if you look at which is your happy side, look at which is the sad side, and just write those on your... draw a happy face on one side and a sad face on the other. Oh, you're joking. How are we doing? Has everyone kind of got things? One one thing that we all have a need for is to contribute to the world that we're in. And that's the same for children who are sick. There's still a need for them to contribute, to feel purposeful. So as you're drawing a happy face on one side and a sad face on the other side, I want you to think about the last couple of days that you've had. Brilliant. Thank you. You can put them on. Have you got one for yourself? Don't forget you. Very important. I want you to think, in the last few days, where have I received the most love from? So you can think about that as you draw your happy face. And as you draw your sad face, where have I received the least love? If that's a hard one, then just think, where have I been happiest? When have I been saddest? So just think about those as you're drawing your happy and smiley faces. This is something we would take a lot longer over in hospital. It's a little bit speed here because people want lunch. And then just in 60 seconds or so, just turn to the person next to you if you're happy to do so. Kids, you can talk to each other. You can come and talk to adults that you know in the congregation or your parents. And just quickly say, I felt happiest, or I gave love at this point. I felt really sad at this point in the last few days. So just quickly have a little chit-chat together. Well, you look like you're giving a lot of love now. What's your name? What's your name? Come here. What's your name? Esme, do you feel you... Have you been happy in the last few days? What's made you happy? Oh, that's brilliant. And has there been any times when you've been sad in the last few days? No? Oh, that's really good. But when you get sad, who do you talk to? Oh, that's really good. I'm glad you do that. It's brilliant. That's really nice. I'm glad I talked to you. I'm very happy because I've come here to St. Matt's to see everybody. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do this now, but it might be, you know, we'll say to children, if you pray, if that's something that you do, you might want to thank God for the happy times and ask him to help us in those sad times. So it's not something we'd force with children. If they didn't pray, then we wouldn't include that part if it wasn't appropriate. But I share that with us as maybe a thing that we can do just with ourselves in groups of friends or in family units, just to be able to help each other to support each other a little bit spiritually and to talk about things that are really very difficult. And just as I'm finishing off, because I need to, there's a story in the Bible that I think is perfect for the work we do in chaplaincy. And it's a story that we learn when Jesus has died on the cross. He's come back to life again, but not all his disciples had seen him. And there were two disciples and they were walking down the road and they were just so sad. They didn't know what had happened. They thought Jesus was going to be the one who would save them. But now here he is, he's dead. So what's going on? And suddenly someone comes and walks alongside them and he says, what are you talking about? And so they say, well, if you don't know, my goodness, where have you been the last few days? And so they pour out all of their sadness, their disappointment to this stranger that was walking with them that they didn't think they knew. And the stranger turned out to be Jesus, the risen Jesus, who was walking with them on this road of sadness, of despair, of disappointment. And when they got into conversation, Jesus was a bit rude to them, actually. He called them foolish. We don't do that to our families because we don't think they are. That's slightly different in that Jesus was saying, you guys should have understood because it's in the Bible what would happen. You know, you haven't quite got it, have you? And sometimes I do wonder if it's a little bit of a translation thing. But he then explains with them. Well, we don't do much explaining because often there isn't any explaining to do. Life hurts, life is rubbish at times, disappointments are there, and there are no answers. But we encourage children, we encourage parents to be able to share that pain and that disappointment. We just walk alongside. Yes, we do activities, we do other things, but we're there to be companion on a journey that can be very difficult. We're also there to join in the happy and joyful times as well. But when things haven't quite gone as we expected, which is how the disciples felt, we'd expected this, we'd expected that, and it didn't happen. Jesus was there to walk with them, to help them understand. We come alongside families where we're invited, where we're welcomed in, of all faith, of no faith, and that's our role. But just very quickly to share the exciting thing about me joining the team and your support in allowing me to do that is that we're hoping to build a community chaplaincy service. So not only supporting families with long-term illnesses or accidents that's caused, you know, long-term issues, but actually being able to go into the community and somehow looking at how do we link people with churches in the community. The NHS can't supply that. But that's what we're hoping my role will turn into. So if you could pray for us over the next few months as we look at how we do that this year, that would be great. If you're staying for lunch, we'll have another activity, something to make, that you can see what we're doing. I'm around at the end of the service. There's a table at the back. Feel free to have a little look at the pictures, the activities. Take some of the postcards or the CMS information. But I'm also around just to share and to talk with anyone else that would like to. But above everything, thank you. Really thank you. From me, from the team. Forgotten to say it, but greetings to you from people in South Sudan. They still appreciate their prayers, your prayers as well. And I look forward to being back to St. Matt's again sometime soon.